Part 1. Self-discipline and personal success. Your success in life depends more on the person you become than on the things you do or acquire. As Aristotle wrote, the ultimate end of life is the development of character. In these chapters, you will learn how to develop and use discipline in order to become an excellent person. You'll learn how to develop greater self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride. You will learn the essential disciplines required for personal greatness and how to build them into your own character and personality. Chapter 1. Self-Discipline and Success. Plato wrote, "The first and best victory is to conquer self." Why do some people accomplish so much more in their personal and professional lives than others? This question has occupied some of the very best minds throughout human history. More than 2,300 years ago, Aristotle wrote that the ultimate aim of human life is to be happy. He said that the great question that each of us must answer is, how shall we live in order to be happy? Your ability to ask and answer that question correctly for yourself, and then to follow where your answer leads you, will largely determine whether you achieve your own happiness and how soon. Begin with your own personal definition. How do you define success? If you could wave a magic wand and make your life perfect in every way, what would it look like? Describe your ideal life. If your business, work, and career were ideal in every way, what would they look like? What would you be doing? What sort of a company would you work for? What position would you have? How much money would you earn? What kind of people would you work with, and especially, what would you need to do more or less of to create your perfect career? If your family life were perfect in every way, what would it look like? Where would you live, and how would you be living? What kind of a lifestyle would you have? What sort of things would you want to have and do with the members of your family? If you had no limitations, and you could wave a magic wand, in what ways would you change your family life today? If your health were perfect, how would you describe it? How would you feel? How much would you weigh? How would your levels of health and fitness be different from what they are today? Most of all, what steps could you take immediately to begin moving toward your ideal levels of health and energy? If your financial situation were ideal, how much would you have in the bank? How much would you be earning each month and each year from your investments? If you had enough money so that you never had to worry about finances again, how much would that be? And what steps could you take starting today to create your ideal financial life? Do your own thing. A popular definition of success is being able to live your life in your own way, doing only those things that you want to do with the people who you choose in the situations you desire. In each case, when you begin to define what success means to you, you can immediately see things that you should be doing more of or less of in order to begin creating your ideal life. And the biggest thing that holds you back from moving in the direction of your dreams is usually a lack of self-discipline and your favorite excuses. It's not that you don't know what to do, but rather that you don't have the discipline to make yourself do what you should do, whether you feel like it or not. Join the top 20%. In our society, the top 20% of people earn 80% of the money and enjoy 80% of the riches and rewards. This Pareto principle has been proven over and over again since it was first formulated in 1895 by Vilfredo Pareto. Your first goal in your career should be to get into the top 20% in your chosen field. In the 21st century, there's a premium on knowledge and skill. The more knowledge you acquire and the greater skill that you apply, the more competent and valuable you become. As you get better at what you do, your income earning ability increases like compound interest. Unfortunately, the majority of people, the bottom 80%, make little or no effort to upgrade their skills. Most people, according to Jeffrey Colvin's 2009 book, Talent is Overrated, learn their jobs in the first year of their employment, and then they never get any better. It is only the top people in every field who are committed to continuous improvement. Because of this increasing disparity of productive ability, based on knowledge, skill, and hard work, the top 1% of people in America today